Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Been watching a lot of the television during some of the commercials. All sorts of live reporting throughout the suburbs of Philadelphia, courtesy of not only Fox News, but Fox 29 locally.
Yeah, I was just going to say it. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No. I see Fox News with the, aerial shots of, Pennsylvania. We're getting real live reporting from people standing in line here. That's why this is the best station. This is what you should tune into all day long and into the wee hours of the night. Don't turn us off because we have live, reactions from people who are voting, who are there in the townships that we live in or surrounding counties. So this is the place to be. This isn't some national.
Correct.
This is why we're live and local here. Days like this is why we are live and local here all day long. Because you're not getting some national perspective. You're not getting people who've never been to Pennsylvania. You're getting people who live in this city. And you're not getting fake people who pretend to live in the city to do a radio show here but actually don't live in the city. These are actual people who live in this area that are giving you their reporting from the ground. So that's why 1210 WPHD is the place to be all day, all day long, all week long, every day. But this is, your genuine reaction here from people who live here.
Yes.
Don't fall for the phonies.
There you go.
I have to tell you, I'm humble and honored for those of you just maybe tuning in for the first time, whether it's to YouTube or Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's an honor to be here and to be part of this because it is something very special that's happening. And Greg, I think this is the first time, at least in a very long time, where this station has been live and local from early in the morning, the wee hours of the morning, right, till late at night.
I think it might be since WWDB.
Oh my goodness!
So this will be the first. This will be the first election where we will be here with you all day long, all evening long, into the wee hours. Not a national perspective from people who aren't here. Not even a local perspective from people who pretend to be here.
There you go.
All local people here, right here. Thank you.
By the way, too, because tonight we're going to have all of that for you. Myself, Dawn, and Rich starting at 7, right after Rich wraps up the afternoon show. And then Jimmy Failla, Michael Pelka, Matt Rooney, Dom from 9 to 11. I think I'll be wrapping up about 9 o'clock, so I'll be specifically on from 7 to 9. But do we, and I don't know if I should ask the question on the air or not, but what the hell, I already brought it up. Do we want to take calls tonight throughout the evening as well?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because I didn't know if we would have the capability with us being remote from home.
That'll be the most important part of tonight's show. Yes, 100%. So everybody call in, stay online. I know, our call volume today is higher than usual. So please be patient and stay on hold.
Right.
But we will get to all of you.
Yes.
And for those of you calling in, election attorneys are listening, and that's the power of this, that they're listening, they're doing filings. So when you call in, when you see something and then you say something, it is being reported and dealt with in real time.
Yep. 100%.
That is correct.
Yep.
855-839-1210. I'm just going to go right from top to bottom here. Tom is in Perkasie. Tom, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Tom, you go right ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. And for the new listeners out there, GregStockerSucks.com.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. Love you, buddy.
So, love you, too. So, listen, I live in West Rock Hill. It's a Republican stronghold. I was in line almost as long as I was on hold, but that's another thing. But anyway, I was voter number 151. I had gotten a mail-in ballot but decided I was going to vote in person to see the process. So I got there. The lady took my name. I could have said I was Joe Schmo. Did not ask for ID.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a table, turned in my, or what they call that, turned in my mail-in ballot, went back, signed in electronically, no ID required. came back, did my ballot, put it in the envelope. Then I put it in the secret envelope with my, all my information on it. Never asked for ID. Handed it to the poll worker that was there, and he took my envelope without any ID.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me. I ran into a buddy of mine outside that was standing in the line. They said, Rich, I could have identified as you, and they would have never known.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Tom. It's the same thing I ran into in 2022 for the midterms, 2 Octobers ago. I went in, the lady asked for, I forget what was like the first three letters of my last name, and I think the first three letters of my first name, and she never asked for ID, so I just took my driver's license out, and I make sure every time I put it down on the table so that they can see it, regardless.
Yeah, I had my driver's license. I had my registration card, and nobody ever asked for it.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So, yeah, it's still, you know, and I think we'll do well. But again, great show, guys.
Thanks, Tom.
Look forward to a greater week.
Yep. Hopefully. Fingers crossed, brother.
By the way, a lot of people are asking if we will be on YouTube. Yes, we will be on YouTube all day and all night.
Yes.
So just make sure, if you haven't done so, because of reasons that I won't bore anybody with, we have to kind of switch feeds sometimes. So make sure you're subscribing and you're hitting the bell, because when you hit the bell, it alerts you as soon as we go live.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you can ring my...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You can know when we go live. We'll be live up until 10 o'clock. Then Dawn will be live. Dom will be live. Rich will be live from McCormick headquarters in Pittsburgh today. Again, another local perspective that you're not getting anywhere else from any sort of nationally syndicated show that tapes 2 hours in advance, is on their private helicopter somewhere. It's the real live. Yeah, I'm blowtorching.
I love
today.
Sticking people.
I'm blowtorching today to all the phonies out there. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people who we kicked off this radio station going on to other radio stations, trashing this radio station. Screw you all. Thank you.
Yeah.
Who's trashing us?
Nobody.
Yeah. And can we get a private helicopter?
It's not even worth talking about.
Stalker's taking out the trash right now.
Did Nick Cale get a private chopper in his new contract?
No.
I mean, come on.
5,000 watt radio station. Ooh, we should be scared.
No private chopper, Dawn. But I will say this. If you've ever wanted to see me in my smoking jacket, in my slippers late at night, tonight's your night.
Ooh.
But yes, we will be broadcasting live all day on and all night on YouTube, so make sure you put us on your big screen.
Yeah. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's continue on with your calls. Joe is in Columbus, New Jersey. He wants to talk a little Ricky Martin. Hello, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys. Before I talk about that, I just want to tell you, it was so much a pleasure meeting you at the mock debate.
Oh, it was great to meet you as well.
No, you guys, you're tops. And Kamala, I think the only alternative she would have to calling herself an underdog is calling herself the bestowed. So I guess it was the lesser of both evils. How appropriate and timely was it for Ricky Martin to pick that song, La Vida Loca?
Yeah.
Doesn't that translate out to the crazy life?
That's right. Voting for her and putting her in office for another 4 years would be the crazy life after these last four, right?
And the last 4 years.
Yep. Totally agree.
Unbelievable.
I agree.
Unbelievable.
Yep. I personally would have went Enrique Iglesias, but she chose Ricky Martin, the lesser of the two. So that's another calculated misstep by their administration. Let's continue. Let's see. Where do I want to go here? Let's do Bob in Malvern. He's got an update from his call from yesterday. Bob, you go ahead.
Hey, I want to know what Greg Stocker's real feelings are about how coverage is done in the area.
Sorry, Greg, stop dialing it back. Can you be a little untapped?
I'm sorry.
Come on, let's go.
I'm very passionate about this radio station, okay? I'm very passionate about the radio station and the people on it, and I don't like, you know, I don't like to be overlooked. I don't like to be overlooked by FM sports stations, and I don't like to be overlooked by anybody. You know, what we do here is important. What we do here is great, and if I'm not here blowing the horn, nobody else will. Sorry.
Oh, and I think Bob evaporated.
Bob!
Come back to me.
Anyway, hey, this is really important stuff. So the update from yesterday, so we go down to voter services after, remember, we did two identical mail-in ballots, the same date, the same place, the same drop box, meticulously filled out, the same thing. Mine's recorded, hers is
No.
Everyone there has the same problem. Okay? And what it is you go into voter services online and you see that your ballot has not been returned. That's what they say. So they look up after about 15 minutes and they find out, oh, well, we got it, but there was some verification issue. I said, well, what does that mean? Well, it could have been you put down the wrong social. No way. My wife has voted for the last 6 years and she's lived in this state with the same telephone number, the same address, the same name, the same social security number, the same. I said, no way. So after 15 minutes, though, they said, well, we have to void your ballot. They give you a form. You fill it out. You have to show your ID, your photo ID, and they give you a new ballot. Mm-hmm. So after we get the new ballot, okay, so it's nice. They accept it. We put it in. I asked them, I said, what would have happened if we didn't come in? And they said, your ballot would have not been counted.
Wow.
So there is, I saw yesterday on TV, I don't know if it's true, there is a 500,000 Pennsylvania ballots in limbo for this exact reason.
Oh, Bob, it's funny you say that, because, Dawn, you brought that up earlier this morning with the early numbers, and you were of the belief, and I don't want to put words into your mouth, that they were in transit still, or...
I keep hearing this. I've been hearing this week with the mail-ins, and it concerns me. And just in case somebody's just tuning in, Bob, the story was, okay, you're in Malvern, Pennsylvania. One of you, and your wife changed your affiliation. So you changed it to independent or Democrat, but your wife remained Republican. She's the one who's having it, as I recall. Is that correct?
He's gone.
But I think that was the story.
Okay.
But in other words, one of them had, for whatever reason, changed it, thinking to do a little experiment, because it doesn't matter what the registration is, that if I go, maybe I won't get targeted or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife was the one, as a longtime Republican, who seemed to be having the problem. That's concerning.
Yeah. 855-839-1210. Kelly is in Westchester. Kelly, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, Kelly. How are you?
Good. So I live in East Goshen Township, and I had expected a line this morning, but no line. I was in and out in 5-6 minutes.
Wow.
And everything went really well.
Okay.
And just demographic-wise, I'm 55. I'm divorced. I'm white. And I'm all in on this Trump team. Third time voting for Trump. I really don't see how anybody could feel differently with the economy and all this woke nonsense and the threats from our enemies. But I just wanted to give you that feedback from Westchester County.
Kelly, there she is, Westchester, Pennsylvania, 55. She is divorced, and she lives in a van down by the river. No, I'm just kidding. So it's interesting when you talk about 5 to 6 minutes. I think from all the calls we have taken this morning that is about the fastest. That was even faster than, I think, Mark Fusetti, who had, what, 8 minutes?
8 minutes, yep.
Yeah. Why do I got the feeling that... I'm going to go to my spot in Blue Belt today and get stuck there for 2.5 hours, which is fine. I have the time. Again, I encouraged the early voting, early in-person, mail-in ballots, but I'm doing it not because I don't trust it, but because I'm out at 10 o'clock and I can afford to sit there for 4 hours. I'm not doing an 8 or a 10 or a 12-hour job like a lot of you that actually have a real job for a living and don't get to just bloviate on the radio. So I'm prepared to sit there all day. I'm actually going to swing home real quick, because I'll probably have to use the bathroom. And then I'm going to go. And I'm going to tell my wife, if I don't come back, honey, just wait longer.
A lot of information in that.
You like that? I'm an open book.
Jesus.
Unlike Kamala.
God.
I will give you comments.
But you bring up the point, and that's what we keep hearing. I loved CJ, who told us from Delco, Havertown, the fact that I just hear this more and more from women who want to like Kamala Harris. Do you know what I mean? Even if they're voting D, they want to like her. But what is it about her that they just don't? And I think part of it is, it's like that they should have had Pink singing last night, because what is it, the Pink song, you know, that they tell you change everything you are?
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what the Democrat Party, what they did to the vice president.
Yeah.
They, you know, far left progressive, further than Bernie as a senator. Then she gets to be at the top of the ticket. And they said, whoa, we got to pull you back. You can't say anything that you believe in. That's what I perceive. But even before that, why is it that she just doesn't relate to people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was wrong because I said there's just no way you could be undecided on election day, right? And CJ, his wife, proved me wrong. And I've got to imagine that there's more of those people out there like that, that legitimately, and you say looking for a reason to like Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
I would also argue the other side of it, looking for a reason to be able to pull the trigger for Trump, right? Mm-hmm. Because maybe they don't like Trump, but they know the results they had with Trump are better than what they've had with Joe, mm-hmm. and they presume better than what they'll get with Kamala, right?
Yeah, there are principled people. Born-again Christians, Catholics, I have friends who are longtime conservatives, Republicans, Jewish and Christian, who in the past said, I cannot vote for Trump. They don't like some of his tweets. Maybe they did in the past. They don't like, you know, parts of who he is or what he's about. And this time around, they're saying, you know what? I am voting for him because although they still feel strongly about those other issues, they feel at the end of the day that it's too important with the economy, the way the country is going. And so it's the fact that they believe now that it's an important vote, not for Trump, but for a way of life. And part of that is, yes, the economy. Part is the so-called war machine, the swamp. But I think a lot of people are doing that soul searching, and so it'll be interesting to find out. Mm-hmm. Is the anti-Trump vote that we saw in the past, let's say, yeah. even by those so-called far-right, the true conservatives, mm-hmm. right, who are people of principle.
Yep.
And they felt, I cannot vote for this person because he was a Democrat, mm-hmm. because he's too moderate.
Yep.
At this point, how will they vote?
We'll see. I've got the op-ed from Nikki Haley that she penned in the Wall Street Journal. I think this is the ideal time to read this because you're talking about, well, I'd like to vote for Trump, but I don't like him because of X, Y, and Z. Nikki Haley, I just want to read you one paragraph here. Nikki Haley wrote this herself for the Wall Street Journal. She says, millions of people love Donald Trump and millions hate him. Each group will vote accordingly. But there are also millions whose views on Mr. Trump are mixed. They like much of what he did as president and agree with most of his policies, but they dislike his tone and they can't condone his excesses, such as J6 2021. This third group of Americans will determine whether the former president returns to the White House. To that group, I'll point out that Mr. Trump isn't the only one on the ballot. This election isn't a referendum on him. It's a choice between him and Kamala Harris. I don't agree with Mr. Trump 100% of the time, but I do agree with him most of the time. And I disagree with Ms. Harris nearly all the time. That makes this an easy call. It's a longer article, but I wanted to read that in light of what we're talking about here with undecideds who want to go this way or want to go that way. Obviously, we know Nikki Haley was, quote, the last one standing in the primaries, even though she stuck around for way too long and had no shot. But she came around and gives that half-hearted endorsement.
Why do you guys think that she's willing to write an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, but the Trump campaign didn't have her go out on the trail?
It's interesting because I said down the stretch that I was waiting to see it happen, and I thought maybe it would have some significance.
I disagree that I think it would have any significance because I don't think there are any Nikki Haley voters. That being said, having her in the collared counties of Philadelphia speaking to women is probably not a bad strategy.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it hurts, right? It's not a net negative in any way. Nobody's going to sit there. Well, you know, I hate Trump. I was going to vote for Trump, but the fact that he brought Nikki Haley out on October 28th, I'm not going to vote now. Nobody's doing that, right?
In The Hill, Brian Kilmeade actually wrote that he, in a piece yesterday morning, Kilmeade wrote, Trump needs Haley in the final hours of the campaign. That was, you know, one of the headlines. But I think that it's wise. I think they have brought her out as far as speaking, but you're right. Remember, she did campaign with Dave McCormick here in Pennsylvania.
Once.
Yeah, one time.
Yeah. But so I just find that whole dynamic interesting. Here's why I think Do you remember at the RNC when Nikki Haley took the phone call? By the way, we haven't talked about J-13 enough, because I think what happened here in Pennsylvania, in Butler, made a difference for people who thought that somehow Trump was doing this as like a phony or what have you. I think that when he came up with his instinct, when he was not just shot at, he was shot in the ear, mm-hmm. clipped in the ear by a bullet, by an attempted assassin's, you know, bullet. I do think that fight resonated with a lot of people that, okay, this guy to have that instinct.
Sure.
This guy's the real deal. I think that did change things. But when he calls Nikki Haley and says, I want you here. We want you here. We got to bring this party together.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a great moment. But when she took the stage at the RNC, it got quiet. I remember that. And so I think there's a feeling that, you know, I don't want to bring her out on a stage. Does she get booed? Do you know what I'm saying? So I don't know how that works. The only thing I can think of is at the RNC, she got on the stage. There was a warmth and a welcoming. She spoke relatively quickly. She got off.
Mm-hmm.
She did not get a standing ovation. Yeah. It wasn't like huggy, huggy, kissy, kissy.
Right.
People were like,
yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Not for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Bye-bye.
Yep.
I mean, it wasn't loving.
Yep, I agree. 855-839-1210. We'll come back. Morning Mystery Movie Clip. What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2? And more of your phone calls. As we continue, I see a lot of Montgomery County starting to check in here on my board.
Good.
I like it. We'll talk about it next here on Kale & Company.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
All right, let's get a couple of calls in here before we get to the cut sheet part due. Let's go to Monco, shall we? Bob is in Montgomery County. Bob, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
Hi there. Listen, I'm calling from Lansdale. I have a couple of points. Number one, it is very humbling that this part of our state is the most important part in the entire country, and I just want all of your listeners to not take for granted the responsibility we have and also the opportunity we have to vote. I can't remember any time this part of the country being this important. It always is. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
So listen, I'm maybe in Lansdale, I have seen more Trump signs in Muslim sections of our city, of our town, in minority run sections of the town that I have never seen before. And talking to people that work in the city, that work in factories, they're voting for the felon. They said he's one of us. And I'm, very optimistic about the collar counties, even a little bit in Philadelphia. And, to the points of it's Trump versus Harris, it's more than Trump versus Harris. This is our republic on the line. And, I think the issue of this election is whether we believe in the Constitution of the American Revolution or whether we forget that and, admit that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can run our lives for us better than we can run them ourselves. So you're voting for freedom. You're not voting for a person. And I think Trump embodies that more than any candidate, since Reagan, at least. So
yeah.
That was my comment.
It's a good point, Bob. Thank you for the call. And you talk about these counties. I mean, Bucks County, I believe the official final number from Scott Pressler was Republicans now entering this election with a 5,000 registration advantage over Democrats compared to 4 years ago. So that plus, of course, Northampton County. Northampton County up in the East and Bethlehem area, right there with Bucks County. Very, very critical counties for the state of Pennsylvania. Let's stay in Montgomery County and go to my neck of the woods. Bluebell we go, and Linda is up next. Linda, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
Good morning. I am done with mail-in ballots. I have had it twice, and now I see why a lot of people don't like them. Because two times I did mail-in, and when we went, we had to do a provisional ballot again today. So never again.
Okay.
And I have voted ever since I could vote, and I am 76 years old, and I have voted in every election. And I am, I'm really passionate about whether it's primary or not. But mm-hmm. This was one of the most consequential ever.
But you did get your vote ultimately in, correct?
That is correct. The judge of elections was wonderful. She showed me how to do the provisional ballot, and got it in the double envelope, signed everything. She watched it, and she gave us a number that is in my wallet right now, which I will follow up with.
All right.
And, but I will never do it again.
Yeah,
I'm going to come just like I always do.
Yeah, no, there's definitely issues, Linda. I totally get it. I would love to have paper ballots, ID, one day only, add them up, find out the results. I like how Florida, in a state of 24 million people, can wrap things up by 10 o'clock on election night. I really do think we overcomplicate this for sure. You want to get to the cut sheet, Stalker? You got some, or should we rock a few more of these calls?
Why don't we do this? Why don't we weave?
All right. We'll do the three man weave. Two men and a lady.
Don't you have a 9 o'clock sponsor here, buddy?
Yeah, we do. Let me find that for you. Here we go. 9 o'clock hour brought to you by McCausland Lock and Alarm. Business owners, excuse me, count on McCausland Lock and Alarm to secure and control access to their facilities, featuring top-of-the-line equipment, industry-leading customer service, and owner Tom McCausland's wealth of experience. McCausland Lock and Alarm. Securing your business, securing your future, and now we secure what's on the cut sheet. Part two.
What's on
the weave?
The cut sheet!
I do.
So Elon Musk was on with Joe Rogan yesterday. After this, as Dawn reported, is why Joe Rogan endorsed Donald Trump. There was never a doubt in my mind that he wasn't going to endorse Donald Trump, but I guess
so. Another person that's gone on the Rogan podcast.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Maybe
they'll have us on.
It's funny, he's in Austin doing this interview with Joe Rogan while there's a court battling out about one of his packs. It's kind of funny.
I guess he really didn't care, did he?
No. I mean, it was such a frivolous lawsuit anyway. What's his name?
Krasner.
Yeah. He was just doing it to be a dick.
F around and find out.
Yeah. A Richard.
Yes.
All right. Elon Musk and Joe Rogan ripped the Democratic Party for spreading hoax after hoax. You know, the good people on both sides and the... What's the other one that they throw out there all the time?
The bloodbath,
yeah. Cut seven, Phil, go.
Office. They're doing all the things that they accused Trump of doing.
Yeah. Openly.
Openly.
Yeah.
I mean, the sheer number of hoaxes that the Democratic Party is pushing over and over again, and it's like, look, I understand, like, politicians are going to, you know, exaggerate. They're going to misspeak, and they'll tell occasional, you know, untruths, whatever. That's how it is in politics. But when you have deliberate, concerted, repeated pushing of hoaxes, you're like, wait a second, like, come on, man, this is too far.
And you're supposed to be the good guys.
You're supposed to, and you claim to be the good guys. I'm like, exactly.
You're supposed to be the progressives.
Yes, the Dems are like, oh, we're the good guys. We're the honest people. No, hang on. You can't claim to be the good guys. You can't claim to be the honest people if you're deliberately pushing hoaxes that have been debunked thoroughly.
Yeah.
Like even Snopes, which is a liberal thing, says it's bogus.
Yeah.
Like the Fine People hoax.
Uh-huh. Obama just said that on stage.
Obama just said that. I was like, what?
He doesn't give a. They're just going.
Flat out lie.
How about the other one where Kamala's campaign used what Trump was saying about protecting women and from illegal immigrants?
Thank you.
You remember that? What he was saying is, if the women like it or not, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
When he was saying that, they were trying to say that he was taking away women's right to choose,
yes,
whether women like it or not. Like, that's not what he was saying.
Absolutely.
He was literally talking about protecting them from dangerous people that are sneaking in through the border.
Yes, exactly. They'll take, like not even a full sentence, like a half a sentence from
Trump,
and then they'll push it on every ad, every, you know, every speaking event, every media.
And it gets repeated on the news.
Yes.
This is what's crazy. They'll talk about it on these news shows, news shows.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a recent one that came up, which had a lot of people, because a lot of people reached out to me, was like, they're like, oh, Trump says he wants to execute Liz Cheney. I'm like, that is utter
It's not what he said at all.
It's not what he said at all. All he said was what he's saying is that, look, if Liz Cheney actually had to fight at the front lines, she'd think twice about going to war.
Exactly.
It's easy to go to war. It's easy to be a warmonger if you don't have to, you know, risk dying at the front lines. Basically it's fucked up if people are having like fancy dinners in Washington, D.C., while people are being slaughtered in trenches.
Just two guys chopping it up, drinking tea, wearing bad T-shirts. That's basically the nuts and bolts of what you just saw there. But what you heard there was true. And Stocker, you played it. And Stocker, you went off yesterday about the whole misrepresentation of what Trump said. And I think it was exactly what they were talking about, right? It was the Liz Cheney comment.
I mean, look, there's been so much of this. And it's just, it's why we're just, you know, we're dumber as a society because people don't do their own research. They hear something that's parroted on either social media or on cable news, and they take it as the gospel truth. And it's just we're worse as a society because of it. I really do believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are, because we're a very tribal society, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We're isolated in two camps, and we believe everything our camp tells us, and then disagree with and don't believe every single thing on the other side.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, as we wind things down here on a Tuesday election day. Dawn Stensland coming up at 10 o'clock this morning.
By the way, if you're on hold right now, just stay on hold. Dawn will take you into her show.
So. Thanks.
Correct.
Yeah, and we'll have an update at the top of the hour from Linda Kearns. We'll hear from Michael Whatley, his reaction to everything that's going on.
Cool. All right, let's go. Megan is our movie winner this morning. Megan in Havertown. Megan, what movie did we just play for you?
You just played Election.
That is correct. Congratulations. You get the digital download of the Reagan movie. How's that sound?
That sounds lovely. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. There's Megan, and we will wrap up with one last call. Let's go to Jerry in Bucks County. Jerry, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Jerry.
Yeah, how you doing, Chris?
If you can't get my name right,
Nick, Dawn, and Greg.
I have no time for
Nobody's that. From Kansas City over here, nope. My friend.
Yeah, you call number two elsewhere. All right. So let's...
No, I'm just saying, like, they're silly. Like, we all know each other and like each other, but, like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
We're all on the same team.
All right. So I got this interesting text.
No, we're not. No, we're not. We're all on the same team on this radio station.
I know,
but everybody else. Tell me.
All right, so let me just
not
read
my
this.
Fault if you can't make it to Philadelphia.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's right. Yeah, not everybody's major market material.
Oh, stop.
So, I got this.
Have unity, people.
This is a text, and I think this is an attempt to discourage voters, perhaps even voter suppression. I just even showed this to Stocker during the break. So I get a text from this random number at 941. All right. Now, granted, I give out my phone number probably a little too liberally to people. And sometimes I don't put their name and number in my phone and save you as a contact. So I'm always like, hey, thanks, man. By the way, who the hell is this? So I get this text at 941 from this random number. It says, just got some really bad news, Nick. I know somebody on the inside. Okay. So I automatically know that this guy knows nothing. And he told me confidentially, we're going to lose. The numbers aren't going our way. Are you hearing the same thing? And I responded, I said, apologies, but who is this? And as soon as I responded, I get this automated message back saying, message from carrier. If you no longer want to receive messages or calls from this number or want to block this number, please reply with stop or AV stop, AVSTOP. So I think this is an automatic text that people are sending out. This is just my gut feeling. To discourage Trump voters. Now, how this person has my name, I don't know. But I think this is another one of these things where they're trying to get Republicans to say, we're in trouble. Don't show up. Our vote won't count. It won't matter.
Or
it could be the other way. I don't know. But, like, if you get these type of texts and you don't know who they are and they're personalized, don't do what I just did and respond. But
haven't you been getting these all along?
Oh, I've gotten election text and go out and vote text from super PACs and PACs and the Trump campaign or the Harris campaign. But this is completely like a rogue text. So I just wanted to share that with the audience. Don't let it impact what you plan to do today, regardless, whether it's positive or negative. And probably don't even respond And if you have a radio show, don't talk about it. 855-839-1210 is the number. Dawn will take calls coming up top of the hour. All right, but let's find out what occurred today in music history with Phil Omquist, courtesy of
Where's
Greg Stocker's imaging on the board with the machine and the button, and it goes something like that.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history.
Election Day, November 5th. We celebrate the birthdays of Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead, who's 52. David Bryson from the Counting Crows, who's 63. Mike Score, lead singer from A Flock of Seagulls, who's 67. Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits, who's 77. Art Garfunkel, who's 83. And Brian Adams, who's 65. Yeah, a lot today. And just for Jesus, heavenly birthday shout-outs to Pablo Gomez from Spanish beat group Los Bravos, who were the first Spanish rock band to have a UK and US hit single. We also lost Bobby Hatfield from the Righteous Brothers on this day in 2003, and Billy Guy from the Coasters in 2002. Singles include Best of My Love by the Eagles in 74, Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin in 70, Don't Do Me Like That by Tom Petty in 79, and Freebird, yes, that song, by Leonard Skinner in 74. Albums include Madman Across the Water by Elton John in 71, Hello I Must Be Going by Phil Collins in 82, Reckless by Brian Adams in 84, and in 2013, Stryper released No More Hell to Pay. Also in 2000, The Who guest star on The Simpsons. In 69, The Monkees were atop the singles chart. In 99, Van Halen announced Gary Sherode is leaving the band. Thank God, because he sucked as Van Halen's frontman. And in 2014, the funeral for Jack Bruce took place. But lastly, on this day in 2010, Keith Richards' autobiography, Life, was atop the hardcover nonfiction bestseller list. Easily the best autobiography I've ever read. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Omquist.
All right, there he is, Phil Omquist, on an election day of today in music history. If you're on hold, hang tight. Dawn will continue with your calls. Don't forget, tonight, election night coverage. As soon as the Rich Zeoli show wraps up at 7, we have our election show. Myself, Dawn, Rich, Mike Opelka, Rooney, Fela, Dom Giordano coming in on the back half. So we will have you covered late into the night as we hopefully get results as soon as possible.
And yes, on YouTube.
What's that?
And on YouTube.
And on YouTube.
Yep.
And on YouTube.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Phil. There you go.
See, that's what I do every day, so I got to mention it.
Future brand
manager. I'll be here at 7 o'clock.
There he is. They're Stocker's successor. All right, everybody, have a great rest of your day. Get out and vote. And as Donald Trump would say to all the men out there,
Harry, get your fat ass out of the couch. You're going to vote for Trump today, Harry.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.